that was my first fight right there. It was like, all right, we're fighting. Like, I have to. Like, that was it. My name is Saad Swalem. I'm a civil rights attorney here for CARE, California. My mother actually started wearing hijab August 2001. So, like, literally a few weeks before 9/11. I remember in middle school, we'd all get there early and play football for about half an hour. Then the bell would ring and we'd go to class. So somebody saw my mom drop me off and she was wearing her hijab. And he started making comments. Your mom was wearing a diaper on her head because, you know, you're a terrorist. You know, I pushed him. We got in a fight. We got in trouble. Next thing I knew, we were in the office. And the vice principal was calling my mom. And my older brother used to get in all the fights. So my mom thought my older brother was in trouble again. And, you know, he called and said, oh, Saad got in a fight. And my mom was just shocked. You know, like, she didn't expect it. And I told her what happened. And I just remember the kid, he was just sitting there crying and crying, so afraid he's gonna get in trouble. But we became friends over that. You know, I remember trying to calm him down afterwards in the office, but that was one instance. Just recently, we had a 10-year-old girl who one day on her own tells her parents, I wanna wear hijab, 10 years old, and she does. And her very first day, she was called a terrorist. She had friends, she was fine before that. So you hear stuff like that, and it's very sad, it is. But you know, it's also what gives us the motivation to do the work that we do. So the reason bullying is a civil rights issue is it's not something that just happens at schools and, you know, was born at schools. We're living in a political climate right now where a very prominent political candidate is speaking very negatively about Muslims. And what we're seeing is that what he's saying is trickling down all the way to our students and our schools. And we're seeing it also in employment. We've had a lot of cases where, you know, adults are being bullied at work because of their faith. So it's a civil rights issue because people are being targeted specifically because of their faith, because of their religion. Being a part of CARE and being a part of, you know, a fight for social justice is definitely something that was ingrained in me from a very young age, from my mom's, you know, teachings and her own experiences as well. You know, looking back, it was very, very strong of her to keep going, you know, like she did. She's still wearing it to this day. It would have been, nobody would have blamed her. I know my dad wouldn't have blamed her if she took it back off, you know, at that point. So we're on our way to the assembly floor gallery where we were when where we watched the vote for AB 2845 in the Capitol. And this is where we were with quite a bit of members of the community, as well as some of our student speakers, such as Yasmin and her family. It was great to see California take a much different step and different approach and really embrace the diversity of California and the different people of faith, such as Muslims, Sikhs, and others, and make sure that their students would be protected.